Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tonight, several developing stories as we come on the air. News coming in, the suspected Chinese spy balloon hovering over the U.S., where it is now, and will there be a window to shoot it down? Also tonight, the dangerous, life-threatening cold moving into the Northeast. The live readings already. First, the Pentagon tonight tracking that Chinese balloon, the intelligence bay hanging beneath it, the size of three buses. Where it was spotted today over the U.S., where it's believed to be headed now, 60,000 feet in the air. Will the U.S. shoot this down? Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponing his high-stakes trip to China. Mola Lenghi from Montana tonight, Mary Bruce standing by at the White House. The deadly cold already tonight. The National Weather Service is calling it a once-in-a-generation Arctic blast. 25 million Americans, multiple states. New York City, Philadelphia, Boston. Wind chill readings in Maine expected to reach 60 below zero. And where the wind chill is already 106 degrees below zero tonight. Victor Akendo in Massachusetts, Rob Marciano timing this out. The deadly assault on an ER doctor riding his mountain bike. Police say the suspect in his car hitting the victim, then allegedly getting out and attacking him. Matt Gupman reporting. Another scare at the airport, this time Newark. Two passenger jets clipping wings, one plane full of passengers. The stunning and unexpected jobs report tonight. President Biden celebrating the numbers. The unemployment rate not this low since 1969. So how does this complicate steps by the Fed moving forward? Rebecca Jarvis, as always, breaking it down. The Alex Murdoch double murder trial tonight, the defense team, and what a ballistics expert acknowledged today. And tonight here, the story of Alex Murdoch's housekeeper dying in a fall at the home. What the family says they never knew. Prosecutors say Murdoch got a $5 million payout from a policy that covered the housekeeper's fall. But will the jury hear about it? Eva Pilgrim reporting. And Robin Roberts tonight and her epic jump. Robin from New Zealand, the birthplace of the bungee jump. You'll see her jump from the tallest building in the Southern Hemisphere. Tonight, the lesson on conquering fear.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Friday night, almost to the weekend, but it will be brutally cold, dangerous, life-threatening cold. The readings coming in right now, and where the wind chill is already more than 100 degrees below zero. That's in a moment here. But we begin tonight with that Chinese spy balloon hovering over the U.S. tonight, China claiming it is a weather balloon that blew off course. U.S. authorities believe this is a surveillance balloon being maneuvered by China, likely using spy satellites. Well, today, the balloon was spotted over Missouri. So where is it tonight and where U.S. authorities believe it's now headed? Of course, among the first sightings over Billings, Montana, a ground stop in Billings for a time, that intelligence bay hanging right beneath the balloon, that's about the size of three buses. The Pentagon tonight on discussions over whether to shoot it down and will there be a small window of opportunity to do just that, what we're learning tonight. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponing his high-stakes trip to Beijing, calling China's actions unacceptable. So will this be shot down, and if so, where, and what China is saying tonight? Mary Bruce at the White House and ABC's Mola Lenghi leading us off tonight in Montana.
Tonight, the Pentagon confirming the massive Chinese spy balloon is on the move, 60,000 feet above the ground and heading east.
The balloon continues to move eastward and is currently over the center of the continental United States.
Well, what the heck is that?
A senior U.S. official tells ABC News the balloon now appears headed towards North Carolina. Across the country today, Americans with their eyes on the skies posting images like this one, the balloon floating over Missouri. Commercial pilots radioing in.
We got that balloon in sight also. Looks like it's way up there, maybe 50,000 feet or so.
The balloon is huge, with a technology bay attached below that is itself the size of three buses, loaded with high-resolution cameras, according to a senior U.S. official, equipped with what appear to be solar panels on the side that could power its technology. It first entered American airspace over Alaska, then flying into southwest Canada before dipping down over Billings, Montana.
This thing is up in the sky.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, that thing is not the moon.
Any help would be appreciated.
Montana Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke was blunt, tweeting, shoot it down. The Pentagon today saying that option was considered and rejected for now.
We assess that currently it does not pose a physical or military risk to people on the ground. For now, we're continuing to monitor and review options.
The White House today saying President Biden agreed with the Pentagon's strong recommendation. The risks involved with shooting down the balloon just too great.
Any potential debris field would be significant and potentially cause civilian injuries or deaths or significant property damage.
For its part, China insisting today the balloon is not a spy vessel at all, but a civilian airship used for research, mainly meteorological purposes. The Pentagon flatly rejecting that claim.
We are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon. We have clearly communicated that this balloon is violating U.S. airspace and international law and that this is unacceptable.
China says the balloon deviated far from its planned course, but the Pentagon questioning that as well, saying the balloon can be maneuvered. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News it's likely being navigated with spy satellites. This all happening as Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepared for a weekend trip to Beijing. That visit now canceled.
In light of China's unacceptable action, I am postponing my planned travel this weekend to China. We concluded that conditions were not conducive for a constructive visit at this time.
There have been other foreign surveillance balloons above the U.S., but none like this.
What makes this different is the duration and the length of which it has been over U.S. territory.
The Pentagon says the balloon is expected to linger above America for a few days.
Now, this is really something. Let's bring in Mola Lenghi. He's in Billings, Montana for us again tonight. And of course, that state with several sensitive nuclear sites. And Mola, as you reported, U.S. authorities say the balloon is likely being navigated by Chinese satellites. The Pentagon says that they've decided not to shoot it down at this point, but that that option isn't completely off the table.
Well, that's right, David. A U.S. official familiar with this situation says the current thinking is to wait for the balloon to drift over the Atlantic Ocean and then shoot it down once it's over U.S. territorial waters. That way, one, you can avoid any injuries on the ground, and two, you can retrieve the balloon, study it, and ultimately exploit the intelligence. And David, tonight, China says it regrets the unintended entry of the airship into U.S. airspace, but as you can imagine, not exactly flying with national security officials who are calling this unacceptable, David.
All right, Mola Lenghi tonight. Mola, thank you. Let's bring in Mary Bruce. She's live at the White House on this. Mary, President Biden chose not to talk about this today, obviously trying not to inflame the situation. But what are you learning from the White House tonight? Obviously, the president continuing to be briefed. And on Mola's point, if you shot this down over U.S. waters, that still is a small window of opportunity there to pull this off.
Yes, David, we know the president is being regularly briefed on this. His team has presented him with all options, including that possible military action to take the balloon down. Now, initially, Biden was advised against that because of the concern over civilian risks. But tonight, of course, we have learned that option may be back on the table. One source telling us the thinking here is, of course, to wait until the balloon goes out to sea and then shoot it down. But this is very tricky. They would have just 12 nautical miles to do this before entering international waters, and they certainly don't want to start an international incident over this. Now, tonight, we are told that the White House is keeping communications to China open. But even though Beijing, in that rare move, expressed regret over this, it was not enough to salvage Secretary Blinken's trip. What is clear tonight is that all of this is only further escalating tensions between our two countries, David.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned those 12 nautical miles would be the opportunity. All right, Mary, thank you. Of course, the other major story tonight, the concern over this dangerous, life-threatening cold. They're calling it a once-in-a-generation Arctic blast. That has already turned deadly tonight. 25 million Americans in 10 states, wind chills below zero tonight for Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. And look at this tonight. This is the view from a camera on Mount Washington in New Hampshire. They've already set a preliminary record at this hour. The wind chill moments ago, 106 degrees below zero. If confirmed, it's the coldest wind chill ever recorded in the U.S., including Alaska. Snow squalls, along with that Arctic chill, a time lapse tonight from Colchester, Vermont. A cold emergency in place in Boston. This is through Sunday now. Rob Marciano standing by to time this out, and ABC's Victor Kendo in Boston, where the wind chill is 13 below zero right now.
Tonight, millions of families are in the midst of what the National Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation Arctic blast.
We're seeing wind chills right now, which are already below zero. And before the night's over with, these are going to drop even more.
Parts of New England expecting wind chills at or near 60 below zero. Outside Springfield, Massachusetts, as winds gusted above 50 miles per hour, a tree crashing onto a car, killing a six-month-old girl inside. The woman driving rushed to the hospital. In Boston, pilots battling high winds as they landed at Logan Airport.
We're going to load food and stuff in here.
And outreach teams hitting the streets to care for the needy.
If anyone is out and sees someone else who might be in distress, please call 911.
Doctors say hypothermia can set in just minutes.
This weather can be deadly. It's life-threatening. This is something that people have to really take seriously.
The Arctic front, visible in the form of powerful snow squalls, pushing from upstate New York through New England.
Here in Boston, a brutal night ahead. A cold emergency is in place. Winds will gust to 40 miles per hour, so there's a real concern about power outages, and it will feel like at least 30 below. David?
All right, Victor Akendo in Boston. Victor, thank you. Let's get right to Rob Marciano, who is timing this out for us tonight. Hey, Rob.
Hi, David. Well, if you live in the Northeast, you've felt it all day long. Temperatures have been dropping. Now these winds are really ripping, measured over 40 miles an hour already, in the wind chill advisory is pretty much everywhere north of New York City. Here you see it on the map, but it's no picnic south of here either. But minus 23 for a wind chill right now in Albany, minus 13 in Boston. But numbers in the morning will be even more dangerous. And that red spot blizzard warning, that's for blowing snow on the ground. Minus 57 in Caribou. We get to that figure or less. That's an all-time record. Minus 11 in New York. So this is hypothermic stuff. This is frostbite in minutes. But a rapid rebound in temperatures coming during the day on Sunday. We'll start from single digits in many spots all the way into the 40s for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So it's just a matter of survival for the next 36 hours. David?
Yeah, whiplash for sure, but take Saturday seriously. And Rob, we thank you tonight. Get back inside. We're going to turn next tonight here to the doctor struck by a car. Police say he was then attacked. He did not survive. That emergency room doctor riding his bike on the Pacific Coast Highway struck by a driver. Police say the driver then got out of the car and stabbed the doctor. Bystanders taking the attacker down. Here's our chief national correspondent, Matt Guppin, from California tonight.
Tonight, an ER doctor is dead after police in California say a motorist slammed into him and then got out of his car and stabbed him. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Department, around 3 p.m. Wednesday, this white car broadsided Dr. Michael Mamone as he was on his bike at a crosswalk on the much-touristed Pacific Coast Highway.
At that point, the suspect drove around the victim, exited his vehicle, went back to the victim, and continued to assault the victim.
A criminal complaint alleging the car's driver, Van Roy Smith, then attacked Mamone with a knife. Bystanders stepping in to detain Smith. But Mamone, an emergency medicine specialist, later dying at a hospital. Tonight, Providence Mission Hospital, where Mamone worked, saying they are grieving over the loss of an incredible physician and friend.
David, that suspect has been arrested. He has been charged with murder and the use of a deadly weapon. Now, authorities say they know of no connection between these two men and know of no motive for this crime. Now, Smith has pleaded not guilty. Bail has been set at $1 million. David.
All right, just horrific. Matt Guppin tonight. Thank you, Matt. Now to the scare at Newark Airport. Two passenger jets clipping wings. Gio Benitez is there.
Tonight, travelers shaken after an aircraft clipped another plane's wing while it was getting ready to take off for Orlando, filled with passengers.
All of a sudden, hear and feel a jolt.
United says the Orlando plane was sitting at a gate preparing to leave Newark when its left wing was struck by another United plane. That plane empty and being towed to a nearby gate. Yeah, Rebecca Bloom was on board.
The wing of a larger plane had clipped our wing.
You can see the damage in these photos obtained by ABC News. The Port Authority Police Aircraft Rescue Firefighter Unit carrying a piece of the wing.
I think we were thinking, what was that? But we all saw it, and I think our jaws dropped.
The incident happening just weeks after a dramatic near miss at JFK Airport. A Delta jet coming within seconds of slamming into an American Airlines plane that was crossing the wrong runway.
And David, the FAA is now investigating, but no passengers were hurt. United says they all got off the plane safely. David.
All right, Gio, thanks so much. We're going to turn now to the economy and a remarkable strong jobs report today. It was unexpected. Employers adding 517,000 new jobs in January, unemployment down to 3.4%. That's the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. President Biden today celebrating the news.
Here's where we stand. The strongest job growth in history, the lowest unemployment rate in 54 years, manufacturing rebounding at a faster rate than in the last 40 years, inflation coming down. Put simply, I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
All right, so let's bring in our chief business and economics correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, tonight. So, Rebecca, where are the jobs and how does this complicate efforts by the Fed moving forward?
Well, David, the hiring is widespread across nearly every industry. By far the strongest is leisure and hospitality, which added more than 100,000 jobs, with Americans continuing to spend money on travel and dining out. Professional jobs, despite the fact that we've seen those layoffs at major tech companies, hold strong, as well as government and healthcare jobs. And this report is really a signal that the Fed's 8 interest rate hikes in a row have not led, as of yet, to any kind of recession or major instability in the economy. And it really, David, acts as a green light to the Federal Reserve to continue hiking interest rates ahead in its fight against inflation. David.
Continues to be the good news up against the bad news, right? The balancing act. Rebecca, thank you again tonight. Now to the other news here, into the trial of Alec Murdaugh, accused of murdering his own wife and son. The defense pressing investigators today on the murder weapon. And tonight here, the story of Alec Murdaugh's housekeeper dying in a fall at that home. But her family says they never knew about an insurance payout of more than $4 million. Here's Eva Pilgrim.
At the Alec Murdaugh trial today, the defense team pushing a ballistics expert to admit the state doesn't have the murder weapons.
You cannot, and you did not, and you are not offering an opinion that item 22 shotgun was used to murder Paul Murdaugh, correct?
My result was inconclusive. And what that ultimately means is I'm not able to determine that.
It comes as the judge decides whether the jury should hear evidence of Murdaugh's financial crimes at work and about his greed at home. The judge hearing what the prosecutors consider a stunning betrayal. Murdaugh's own longtime housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, died after a fall at the family's home in 2018. Murdaugh telling her sons to sue him for the insurance money.
Did you trust Mr. Murdaugh?
Yes.
The housekeeper's son testifying Murdaugh offered her children about $100,000 each. They had no idea he got more than $4 million from his insurance company. They didn't learn of it until after the murders.
Had he ever told you that there was an umbrella policy for $5 million?
No.
Did you give him permission to steal your money?
No.
The ballistics expert did testify that old shell casings found on the family's property matched the markings of those found near Maggie's body, suggesting that one of the missing murder weapons had been fired on the property before. David.
Eva Pilgrim tonight. Thank you, Eva. When we come back here, news just coming in from the Tyree Nichols investigation, what we have just learned about one of the officers seen on that video. And later here, news again involving the Dallas Zoo and then the owl in New York City.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We turn next tonight to the news just coming in from the Tyree Nichols investigation. ABC News learning that the white officer seen using his taser on Tyree Nichols during that initial traffic stop has now been fired. Preston Hemphill had been on leave pending an investigation. Five other former officers already fired and facing second-degree murder charges. A seventh officer suspended is pending the investigation.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. Really appreciate it.
To the index of other news tonight, and police in Dallas have charged a man in connection with the disappearance of two tamarin monkeys and other recent crimes at the Dallas Zoo. Police say he is the man on scene on surveillance near the monkey enclosure and that he's responsible for cutting other enclosures. The monkeys found at an abandoned church. And here in New York tonight, police are investigating after an owl escaped from its enclosure at the Central Park Zoo. The zoo says the owl's enclosure had been vandalized. The bird has been spotted in the city on Fifth Avenue and 60th Street and in Central Park. We saw Robin Roberts taking those deep breaths and then her leap of faith in New Zealand, where they say, live more, fear less.
To live more and fear less.
Yes! Oh, that was amazing!
That's the motto for brave souls from around the world who visit the home of Bungie.
That was incredible. Just goes to show that just fear is in your mind. You can overcome anything.
Invented in 1988 here in New Zealand.
Have you done anything like this before?
I have not. So, when in the birthplace of Bungie, you've got to take a leap. For me, that's the sky jump in Auckland, at the tallest building in the Southern Hemisphere.
Are you ready?
I'm ready! I'm ready to live more, feel less!
I love to hear it.
My heart beat heavy as we head up the lift.
How are you with heights?
I'm good with heights. Not jumping off of heights, but I'm good with heights.
Venturing 53 stories up.
I'm going to be at the bottom to catch you.
The safety briefing.
I'm gonna check your shoes now. Lift them up for me, please. Looking good. I'm gonna double check your harness now.
Then it's go time.
Oh, okay, this is real. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is happening.
Robin, I'm gonna do a countdown very shortly, okay? Let go of both hands. Okay. And big jump forward.
Okay.
Get ready now. Here she comes. In 3, 2, 1, go! Woohoo!
Conquering this incredible leap of faith at 52 miles per hour.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm doing it! It's happening!
Mind blown and elated with my feet firmly planted back on the ground.
Oh my gosh!
High five, Robin, well done!
Oh my gosh!
All right, let's get you out of here.
Oh my God! That was living more and fearing less.
Safe flight home, Robin, on a plane. Good night.